Hello, I'm Angela Colmoni. Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for May 11th, 2011. In this show, I will be speaking with Dr. Ronald Cohn of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine about a potential new drug for treating the loss of muscle mass that happens as we age. Losing muscle strength and muscle mass, a process called sarcopenia, is a hazard of aging as it increases the chance of hospitalization due to fractures from falling. Now, Ronald Cohn and his team show that Losartan, a drug commonly used to treat high blood pressure, protects against muscle loss and promotes healing of injured muscle in a mouse model of sarcopenia. Here now is Ronald Cohn on the line to tell us more. Welcome, Dr. Cohn, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what exactly is sarcopenia, and who does it affect?
So sarcopenia is a physiological process of loss of muscle mass, which actually affects all of us starting the age of 50. And there are certain studies which suggest that we lose about 1 to 2% of muscle mass every year after the age of 50. There are, of course, genetic determinants which impact some people more so than others, but on average, we all start to lose muscle mass around the age of 50.
What causes sarcopenia?
So we don't actually know what the contributing factors to sarcopenia all are. What is pretty clear is that in addition to a genetic predisposition, which, by the way, has not been really well described so far, there are various signaling pathways which in the past have been found to have an impact during the regular process of aging and specifically in skeletal muscle. All of these pathways have one thing in common in that they affect the overall regenerating capacity of skeletal muscle as we age. And many other tissues are affected by this decrease of regenerative capacity as well, but skeletal muscle in particular.
So what tipped you off that Losartan could benefit patients with sarcopenia?
So our initial studies with Losartan were actually performed in mice with dystrophin negative muscular dystrophy several years ago. And one of the findings we were able to observe is that Losartan, by inhibiting the angiotensin 2 type 1 receptor, is able to attenuate TGF-beta signaling. And after we published our observations several years ago, other groups have shown that an increase in TGF-beta signaling seems to play a role in the decreased regenerative capacity in aging muscle. So we initially started off by looking into the fact whether Losartan would also be able to attenuate TGF-beta signaling in aging muscle and thereby improve muscle regeneration in an injury model we have done. And then we actually went on to see whether Losartan would have an additional impact, not only on actual muscle trauma or muscle injury, which is a common problem, but an even more common problem, which is caused by disuse, atrophy, or by any kind of immobilization, which many, many elderly people are exposed to. And we were actually surprised to see that via blockade of the angiotensin 2 type 1 receptor, we were able to also prevent the loss of muscle mass in an immobilization model, which now affects really the two most common problems in aging, leading to increased rehabilitation and muscle weakness over time.
How does Losartan work?
Losartan, via its impact on blocking this angiotensin receptor, has the ability to bring back abnormal signal pathways which are either increased or decreased, and thereby provide the physiological homeostasis and balance necessary to prevent any negative effects. In our case, what we have shown in muscle, it has an impact on TGF-beta signaling cascades, the non-canonical and canonical ones, which were elevated in injury conditions into a pathological range, and by attenuating that signaling mechanism, bringing it back to what I call the physiological homeostasis or balance. In addition to that, we were able to observe that it also has an impact on the IGF-1 AKT FOXO3A signaling cascade, which is the major signaling pathway involved in maintaining muscle size during any kind of stress situations like immobilization or denervation. So what Losartan does, it doesn't boost necessarily muscle mass, but it is able to preserve whatever challenge a muscle is exposed to and thereby protects the mice.
What types of patients would most benefit from losartan?
The group of patients which we are looking towards targeting for clinical trials are not simply anybody above the age of 50 who is going to lose 1 to 2% of muscle mass anyway, but are really the patients who have injuries, who have traumas, who have to go into the hospital, need surgery, or they get sick and have to lie in hospital beds or other kind of nursing home beds, to see that we are able to improve and increase their recovery significantly by losartan. So I think that's the first group we are targeting. And since it is an FDA-approved drug, it can be done pretty much immediately.
Dr. Cohn, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a fascinating paper.
Thank you.
That was Ronald Cohn of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. Check out his paper on the Science Translational Medicine website at stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Angela Quimone. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.